We are joined in the studio this morning by Rob DeMartini, the CEO of USA Cycling, but more important for our local listeners, the new owner of Park City Bike Demos. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Roger, thanks for having me.
Rob, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you came to own the bike shop. You have a pretty interesting background.
Roger, my wife and I have been coming to Park City on weekends and more for the last 15 years. We've been homeowners here in town since 2007, and I was the CEO at New Balance for about 12 years. I stepped down at the end of 2018, and we made this a full-time residence, moved from Boston. And my wife was pretty clear with me that I wasn't going to be asking her what was for lunch each day. So I had to find something to do, and I had long had an interest in the bike industry. And I had seen Andre's shop here, and I knew he was getting ready to change some ownership. So that's how it started.
And so tell us a little bit about, did you have any sort of biking background on the business side before this?
Yeah, absolutely not. Fully qualified to have no experience at all. I'd run retail before, but New Balance, while I was there, we opened about 7,000 stores globally. But to be honest, I'd never run an actual store itself, and it's a lot harder than I thought.
And let's talk a little bit about Park City, about the shop. It's not a traditional. It has some things that are different than a traditional bike shop. What is your model, and you know, do you think you can make it work?
Yeah, Andre had been doing it for about 4 years and had some success with it, but didn't quite ever get the cash flow to work. We're a place that you can come and demo the best boutique mountain and road bike brands available. There's obviously great shops in the market already, so we've got to find our own space. And if you want to demo an Ibis, which is a very hot mountain bike brand right now, we've got them ready to go out on the mountain. And then everything you do with us, if you demo a bike and then purchase, 100% of your investment goes against the purchase.
When we were setting up the interview, you talked about you're going to be in town this weekend because you are gone a lot, and I would assume that is because of CEO of USA Cycling.
It is. When I purchased the shop, this opportunity hadn't materialized yet, and it kind of fell in my lap. So the governing body for skiing is based here. Tiger Shaw runs that. I basically run the equivalent organization for cycling, but we're based in Colorado Springs, so I commute back and forth.
Does that keep you busy? Are you able to get into town as much as you'd like?
You know, I'm not here as much as I'd like, but I am here a lot, and I got a great staff, Tanner Cart and Ben Molini, who run the shop, and my daughter-in-law, Alyssa DeMartini. The three of them are doing a great job. We're just wrapping up our first season, and so far, so good. It's not a big moneymaker yet, but we're headed in the right direction.
And so, again, if you have lacking the background in cycling, how did you end up with the USA Cycling gig? That's an interesting story, too, I would think.
Well, I did have a background in sport. At New Balance, we'd worked a lot in sport. And actually, the recruiter that was looking to replace the previous CEO at USA Cycling called me for leads. And I hung up the phone, and I knew that if I was going to do something different, if I was going to do something again, I wanted it to be very different. And USA Cycling is. You know, we're responsible for fielding the Olympic team. I'm actually headed to Europe tomorrow for the World Championships that started this weekend. It's pretty exciting. It's very different. The scale's quite a bit, but working with Elite Athletics is very inspiring.
Does USA Cycling have the same kind of infrastructure that we see in the ski teams? We're all pretty familiar with the ski teams. We have the Center of Excellence, and there's a whole infrastructure that develops young athletes, you know, to perform at an elite level. Does USA Cycling have that, and where are we in the world market vis-a-vis cycling development of athletes?
Yeah. So the first part of that question, yes, we have the same infrastructure. Our campus is not quite as pretty as Tiger's here, but we also have the Olympic Training Center 5 miles from our office, so we don't need a standalone like he does. So we have an office about 10 miles north of the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. About 70 people work there. And the second part of your question, Roger, yes, we own all forms of cycling, track, cyclocross, mountain biking, road biking. And then we field teams at every world championship. So right now in Yorkshire, England, we've got juniors, under 23s, and elite men and women. And right now, the U.S. has a little bit of momentum. It's been a tough decade for us. Some things happened in the past that you're well aware of that kind of soured America on the U.S. cycling team. But that's changing dramatically, and we got some great youth in the pipeline right now, particularly women.
There is such growth in bicycles right at the moment. I'm amazed to get out on a Saturday morning, and I live in Midway, and you're just dodging cyclists everywhere. Everybody, it's really, is it a fad or is this something that's going to last?
First of all, thank you for dodging them. That's an important part. I mean, safety is a bit of an issue right now.
It is.
But I think, you know, you're seeing a couple of things happen. Number one, you're seeing a millennial and younger generation that's very interested in their carbon footprint. They're living in cities more than they're living kind of rurally. And because of it, it's making biking a more popular option. You know, I've got a 27-year-old daughter who lives in Brooklyn, and she bikes or Ubers. She doesn't own a car, and she doesn't think about it that way. I think that whole generation is coming, and cities are working very hard to create infrastructure for safer commuting, riding for fun, whatever the case may be. Park City's done a pretty good job as well.
I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, the model at Bike Demos. You're currently... What's the range of cycles that you have available for someone, and why is it that the Park City Bike Demo model is more attractive to a buyer than a traditional bike shop?
Well, I think, first of all, we are going to be a traditional bike shop. We got a full-service mechanics bay. Ben Molini, our mechanic, is a really talented guy. Tanner Cart, who runs the sales floor. We've got all the accessories you'd see in any other bike shop. What you can do with us is find boutique brands that are not going to be available at some of the bigger chains. You know, coming from the vendor side, I know how much force vendors put on retailers. So if you're a Specialized or a Trek dealer, you get forced to pretty much carry just their product.
Trek.
Right. So we can carry Ibis, we carry Argon 18, we're gonna reintroduce Rocky Mountain next season. So we're gonna have the brands that are gonna be a little bit tougher to find, and you're gonna get to ride a brand new one, try it for a week, and then put that credit up against your purchase.
What's the price point in terms of taking a demo of a high-end bike for a week?
It's about $100 a day, depending on the, you know, kind of how high-end and whether it's got carbon wheels and all that kind of stuff, but it's about $100 a day.
We love our local controversies here in Park City, and of course, one of the ones that has been dogging us lately is, what is the appropriate role of electric-powered assist bikes?
Yep.
Controversy about, should it be on bike paths? Controversy about, should people a certain age do it? What's your take on that issue?
Well, I'm actually involved in that in a couple of ways. One, as a bike shop owner, but also at USA Cycling, there's a real fight over, will e-bikes be governed by the motorcycle industry or the bicycle industry? And I'm a big proponent that they should be governed by the bicycle industry. It's going to keep people in the market longer. At our shop, we've had many kind of middle-aged novice bike riders walk into the store and buy two electric bikes. And that's getting them out on the roads and, in some cases, the trails, where they otherwise would be out of the category. And so I think that's good for the environment. I think it's good for people's health, and I think it's good for communities to have a very vibrant bike community. I understand in the town right now we're fighting over where they go, and I'm not going to put my nose into that one, but I think it's coming.
Let me ask you a question about safety. You go to, say, Rome or to London and rent a car and take your life in your hands and away you go. Do you have problems with someone coming that's never ridden a bike before and jump on that? Do you train them? Do you help them a little bit before they actually take that first spin?
From the shop, we're lucky. We're located right by the bike path. So a lot of our, you know, we get kind of two types of customers, a real avid mountain biker who's in trying to find the best, newest technology, and he or she wants to go into aggressive trails up at Deer Valley or in Park City. So we'll point them on how to get there. But we also get a lot of consumers who, if it's their first time to Park City, they want to spend an afternoon with their family just riding cruiser bikes or electric bikes or road bikes, and we're right on the path. So we'll point out a good 20, 25 miles of options for them, and then if they want more, we say, come on back in, and we'll point you up the mountain.
And you do have all those different kinds of bikes?
We do. We've got cruisers. We've got electric bikes. We tend to specialize in higher-end road and mountain, but we've got the rest as available. In fact, right now, we've got a giant sale going on. I had to plug it, Roger.
Of course.
We're trying to liquidate the end of the season. So if you want to get a great deal on a bike, come and see Park City Bike Demos right now.
Let's talk just for a minute about what's going on the technology front. What's changing in the high-end and the middle to high-end bike industry? What's new?
Lots of things are new. I mean, certainly versions of e-bikes and different versions of e-bikes are new, and they're penetrating all categories of bikes. The hottest thing going in biking right now broadly is it's called the gravel movement. And it's basically a road bike with a slightly relaxed geometry, wider handlebars, and only one derailleur in the front, or no derailleur in the front, one gear in the front. And it's for road-style riding on dirt, farm roads, fire roads, those kinds of things. I went out in June and rode something called Dirty Kanza in Kansas, which is the biggest gravel ride around, and it's amazing how popular it is. And I think part of it is it gets you outdoors, but it also gets you off the road. It's not as technical as mountain biking. It's not as car interactive as road cycling, and it is the hottest thing going.
And it's for sort of dirt roads, not single tracks.
Not single track, but actually kind of over. The only ones I've seen around here, over in Round Valley, where mm-hmm. it's really kind of pea gravel type and dirt roads, but they're double wide or complete farm roads. And it's more of it looks more like a road bike than a mountain bike.
And as we go into the winter, let's talk a little bit about the fat bikes, which we saw a lot more of last year. That's an increasing market segment.
It is a thing. We're going to actually have some to demo. We're going to be open all winter, so we're going to have some so people can come demo. And on a good spring day when it's 30 degrees out and the trails have been kind of mowed down, it's a great activity to go out and do on a fat bike.
Have you done it?
I have one. Yep. I got a note from my wife when I got it, when it showed up on the front porch. She said, "Really?" But you always need one more bike.
And are we seeing, again, going back to the new stuff, are we seeing on the e-bike front, full suspension and mountain bikes, and are they getting lighter? Because that was always the thing with the e-bikes.
They are on the heavy side, and part of it is the battery. I think the ones we have, we've got hardtail felts, and we've got full suspension felts in stock right now. And they're about 10 to 12 pounds at least heavier than a regular bike. But you've got the motor to help you. So when I've ridden them, they're very comfortable. They're a little bit harder to load on and off a bike rack.
That's the issue, yeah.
But we tell our people, just take the battery out, and then all of a sudden put the battery in the car and put it on the bike rack, and it's a lot lighter.
It's a battery usage. How long can you go on a charge?
It's like the challenge. You try to figure out where the edge is. But, but depending on the terrain, you can go 40-ish miles. I live quite a ways up on White Pine Canyon, and it'll get me home to there. Mm-hmm. And that's, 6 miles of kind of 10 to 12% incline. So they'll go quite a ways. But it is, something we're still learning. The technology's changing. Every season, they're getting longer and they're getting lighter.
So you go 40 miles uphill and then just use gravity to get home. Then
you could do it that way.
Or the other way around. I mean, one of the really attractive things about a mountain bike is if you live very high, because if you live very high on the mountain and your end of the ride is an uphill ride, it's really nice to know that, I'm going to get a little help for that last part. Sounds like what you're talking about here.
No question about it, Roger.
Why don't you give us your hours and address and where we can find you?
We are at 1500 Kearns Boulevard, right next to Adolph's Restaurant, kind of behind the tree, so it's a little bit hard to see. We're typically open 9 to 6, 7 days a week. We'll probably tap that back a little bit as we head into winter, but we'd love to have you and get you out on a bike. We do run a special all winter, too, that basically buy one, get one free rental. So if you want to come in with a friend, you want to rent a bike, we'll do it for half price.
Website?
www.parkcitybikedemos.com.